Yeah. Okay, watch this. Watch this now. You will see
make
the camera.
Big faces. He's going to block the
you
door.
You will see the camera actually make faces at you, and then you respond.
Now, why would it be after making faces at you? I think you need to calm yourself down. There's your seeing bogeys where there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Okay, there's nothing there.
There's nothing supernatural.
Anyway,
I'm
going to go smoke.
There are no such things as ghosts.
If what you say is true, then what do you call that right there? Look at that hideous beast.
Oh, my God, there is a
face. That foul monster, that hideous, dangerous beast. Look at him there.
He is out there.
He's horrible. Help, help, he's attacking.
Why doesn't somebody do something?
He's even making it do things to itself.
It's solarizing. He's actually affecting the quality of...
He doesn't know how to do that, and it's making it have a sideways interpolating reaction within its own... molecular structure.
Is anybody getting this down?
There. He wanders off into the night like the other.
This is the good part because he can't hear us.
Dark. There
into
he goes.
The night.
Aimless, wandering, abandoned, hopeless.
Where the fair moon is bright.
Man, if I were that listener, I'd just kill myself.
I would.
Goes a traveler.
Why hang around for the painful end?
Why waste the air when others of us deserve it and need it more?
We could use that air more.
We can use it more than
that breath he just took, I could really use.
Because, see, I've been reducing my carbon footprint for some time now. I've only been breathing half as much. And I could use some extra air from someone else who's already breathing too much.
Bob Nelson?
Well, I think he's stopped breathing. Is he here? Is he actually called in? I heard him just a couple of days ago. Hey, there. Oh, there. Back in there, right?
Yeah, looking underneath
your... looking under the hood, eh? Going to kick the tires and see how she is. Because, you know, we've got to power up the show with any kind of power we can get our hands on.
What are you looking for?
The power sources aren't...
You need a power source?
Looking for a place to put my bag in.
How about that...
scientists have better maps of distant Mars
static energy
than
power.
The moon.
That's
there.
What I'm going
to
use. Energy power.
But
standing wave inhibitor.
To change that.
That's what
bring
I'm
the standing wave inhibitor here,
lunar
here and
mission.
We will align it with these grid patterns over here. There, see. Okay, now it's aligned.
Chandrayaan.
And as such, you hear the music start. It rises.
In ancient Sanskrit.
Oh, yeah, there's the show. It's all shiny and nice. It's
See?
In color now.
Launched from the Sriharikota Space Center in
After
southern
that
India.
Feedback
Space
loop.
Center in southern
yep.
India.
Yep, right into X-Day.
Southern
India. Okay, so...
It's two-year mission.
Sound effects. Where's
to
the...
lay the
oh,
ground
yeah, that's
movie
right.
Theater.
They have sound effects.
Space movie
explorations.
Wandering
yeah,
through an earless wax movie theme.
Yep.
Mapping not only the surface of the moon...
Waxing...
But what... lies
waxing
beneath.
About our lost lunch.
India
joined
shaping
bottle.
Up as a 21st century space
this
race
is the
with
broken
Chinese
thermos bottle
and
of
Japanese
our dreams.
Craft
shattered.
Already in orbit around Earth's moon. The United States, which won the 1960s race to send men to the moon, is providing key mapping equipment for India's mission.
This is the old melancholy show. Ah, yes.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears and foolish fancies, maybe.
Okay, now while he's singing, he's got...
You know,
here, have another bottle.
I'm in love with you. Get your hands off.
Here, take this bottle. It's not... It's for you.
Every cloud must have a silver lining.
You don't know the difference. We spiked it heavily with alcohol.
Wait until the sun shines through.
Wait, that was rubbing alcohol.
No.
Oh, too bad. The old gummer. Look at the old gummer.
The old gummer.
A penny for the old gummer. Well, I guess...
It's such a sensitive show.
Well, we get long in the tooth, are we not allowed?
It's a show that cares about us.
Of
that's why we beseech you. Call us now at 510-848-4425 and tell us
is time,
why.
Which
why,
takes
oh,
in
why,
trust
why,
our youth,
why,
our joys
why.
Are all we have.
You are listening
and pays
to this
us
show.
with
at
but
this hour.
Earth
why,
and
oh,
dust.
Why?
Who in the
we
dark
promise
and
not
silent
to launch you into the collar pool
when we
without
have
a bathing suit this time?
All our ways. Shuts
we'll
up
give you the appropriate.
The story of our days.
Floating device. You can lounge away in the deep end with your fellow callers.
But from this earth, this grave, this dust, my God shall raise me up, I trust.
That's what you get for trusting.
On the spaceship of the sex goddesses, higher still and higher from the earth they springeth,
with
like a cloud of fire,
caressing
the
us
blue deep
thusly
they wingeth, and singing still dust soar, and soaring still dust singeth.
The perfume of the tentacles.
Divine.
Ah, yes.
Those tentacles are slapping against you.
Yeah, and they're slathering and slithering in their slimy oneness.
And you'll just love it, because they send chemical signals which make it impossible for you not to.
You can't help but release humor pheromones.
The complete synthesis of bestiality, of exo-bestial, human, alien, hybridization.
Multi-orifice.
Mongrelization, fornication.
Multi-orifice,
yes.
Desolation. Yes. As foretold in Revelation.
And a Hollywood sensation. But we need to...
So wait no longer.
Yes,
call now. Take advantage of this amazing new offer.
Will
call
not be
now.
Repeated. Not sold in stores.
And not stored and sold.
To get yours, write to Amazing Offer. 517200 Rhode Island School of Design Terrace, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Or call now.
864-9203-2979.
Really?
Or call now at 510-848-4425.
That's
where you will be put live on the air.
848-4425.
And made fun of relentlessly.
Yes, 848-4425 is
do you
the,
see these guys?
Number of
I've
radio stations. It's like, 848-4425.
I like the afros.
The software that turns
really
all the show hosts into,
my poor eyes can no longer resolve the sights of the tiny dancing females here in the studio. They're lip-syncing in
look,
lingerie.
Look, they're a threesome.
Everything comes to a
there
music.
Is
cool.
A rock video with a dancing burning man in it.
I'm sure there are 20 of them. I remember dancing burning man comics.
But now it's computer animated in rock
yes,
band.
Yes, probably looks pretty cool.
It actually does. It dances gracefully.
Yeah, there's the music. I mean, they're not really even singing anything. They're just...
They're lip-syncing in the grand tradition of Michael Jackson and Arnold Stang.
And they got that that Robert Palmer, that little Robert Palmer bit with the guitars.
Yeah, right.
Guitar hero.
Where's this goon coming? What's he in here for? Get him
yeah,
out of
yeah, why
here.
Is there a big oaf in the middle in front of the dancing
doesn't
girls?
Doesn't he represent
get that
the entire
dunce.
Audience?
Creep out.
Doesn't he like every
we
guy
want to
who
see the
watches
girls.
The video? Wishing he
we
were
got
here.
Got this huge bozo standing there.
Yeah, what does he need to be there for? Get rid of him. Kick
and
him
now
out
look,
of there.
The babes are all over him. Oh, I tell you, there's
yeah,
no justice.
Man.
This is all wrong, says
this
the
is
show
wrong.
People.
This is wrong, wrong, wrong. But that part is right.
Yes, now that we're back with two girls.
Is this one girl?
Well, it's a...
Or is it three girls?
No, it's a
more
yeah,
girl
bunch of
than
girls.
Many could deal with, I have to say. And they are making synchronous movements with their
yes, they are synchronically moving.
Limbs.
Yes, and it causes... But the guy is finally gone. They got rid of him.
I'm glad. I didn't like that big oaf
me either
here in the middle of the girls'
yeah
best efforts. Well, got any more videos like that?
So what about, they're incredible. We're in the video room at the show. We have our own little video.
The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak.
It's pretty amazing. We have special chairs we sit in.
It makes one wonder what even the purpose of such a life is. Why
bring in the drink tray
to the
custom waitress comes in here
and dispenses
the drinks and the... Oh, here we are.
Well,
not
here
just
we
drinking.
Now, what was
this? We're not just drinking. We're eating like food. We're eating
rock
food.
Oh, yeah. Video,
organic food.
It's a cyborg rock, a freakadelic groovatronic.
Earth Mamas.
What is it down here? I'm not sure.
You know
what
happens.
What are they doing?
When you're in the wake up with your girlfriend and
spitting. Red
I'm sure it happened to me. It was just so long ago. I don't remember.
So,
in the modern world, the first thing you do is go hold job application seminars for new girlfriends.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure the girl you're looking for is like at least 20 years older than you. So, let's look.
Older than you.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
It went by so fast. Now how did they pay for this? How did these little urchins pay for this thing?
For this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
And how come the girls don't notice that these are two brats?
Yeah, they're like two kids. Because
they're too busy being cute. Doing this.
Yeah, enjoying himself off abundantly in here, and light fading now.
Those children, they can't even take advantage of what those amazing people have to offer.
Well, they might be stimulated into forward thrusting atmosphere. That one is like
there are some hot bags,
miniature
though.
Lenny DiCaprio there.
They do have a few of the ladies in this.
There's even a great fall down person. They use just a little bit of her fall backwards. Yeah, it's fun to edit.
Oh, they're not even looking at the girls. You know, they're reading magazines.
Well, it's what you do when if you go to Hollywood and you look at these guys 20 years from now. That's
now
what you do. It's pretty boring.
So how'd they pay for
it? Pizza Boy.
Oh no, Pizza Boy's dancing with the girls up there in his uniform.
Yeah.
This
finally, Pizza
director,
Boy got
out of order.
So how they
cannot
how they
be counted.
This is what I don't understand.
Somebody
these
put a stop to this. This is not to be. Pizza Boy makes this situation all right. Is that the deal? And where is he anyway?
Oop,
he's
there.
Gone.
She falls.
Yeah.
That was great.
And they left it in.
This is wild.
Owner of the. This is really
why
lame.
Why urchins run out of
this
the
so
there.
See, they ran out before the Bills
came.
Bertha,
when she was younger, comes and picks them up.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mrs. Bonds.
Hi, Mom.
How was your day today?
What?
Boring.
Yeah, just another day in eighth grade.
Just another day. If it's more like
if only Aunt Bertha
grade.
Knew.
Like that. I wish I was thinking like that.
Well, some kids had all the luck. What can I say?
I listened to an Aunt Bertha thing where Timmy found a rattlesnake.
Oh, the sting
of
death.
The sting of death. Yes, I listened to that one.
Uh-huh.
Timmy found a baby rattlesnake, and Aunt Bertha said, "You're going to have to take it outside and kill it, Timmy, because it can things that are evil can cause sin to grow in the heart. And the sin will grow and be a bigger and bigger thing, which will penetrate your soul, your very soul."
Aunt Bertha's, what is it, Family Time? The one you mentioned on your show last night, I have a copy of that. I have that album. Yeah,
Sing Time.
And finally, here's the sad thing. One day, so Billy didn't obey Aunt Bertha. He took the snake and kept it in a box in the barn.
What a humanist.
And one day he came out and Spot was lying in the road, swollen
there,
up.
See?
What's wrong with him, Aunt Bertha?
The devil.
Oh, something has killed him.
An evil snake.
An evil, evil snake. A serpent of Satan.
So Billy turned against snakes forever.
So Billy realized You know, he had to go out there.
I'm sorry.
I must go out there and actually kill the snake.
So it wasn't
snake
even that
time.
Snake? It was just a snake?
No, it was the snake. The one that he
broke let
loose.
It was roaming
loose
through the countryside. Oh. Like
and it had
Satan
gone in and killed.
World, wandering
Satan
around like a lion.
Killed Spot.
Whom to devour.
Killed Spot.
Spot.
And finally.
Man, did you screw up, Billy?
Finally.
Is Spot in heaven, Aunt Bertha?
Finally, Billy went
no,
in
Billy
to kill the snake and. Worse than that, what? The snake what? Bit Billy.
Ah!
And Susie was there, so Aunt Bertha asked Susie to bring her a butcher knife. And she sliced Billy's snake bite open and sucked out the poison. Because Aunt Bertha was very handy like that.
Aunt that Bertha was delicious, Billy.
Sucked the poison out of Billy's wound. His slathering cut open wound. And then she dressed his wound.
You know, this videotape we're about to listen to, she gets sexually excited about it.
Oh, we,
yes,
we,
Aunt
we
Bertha. It was such an. It was lasted for 20 minutes, too.
Yeah.
It was very, very enjoyable and educational. And actually, she saved Billy. But
yes,
not
did.
From the horrible lecture she gave him at the end about Satan and sin.
That's right.
And he can become so close to Satan so easily, Billy.
She is such a wonderful person. She just cares.
Satan can get
people
into your heart like a little thing,
and her
Billy.
Minions of little shrill-voiced kids who.
And when Satan's in your heart, other people can get hurt. Like Spot got hurt really
behind
bad this time, Billy.
Let's go poke.
He's dead.
With a
he's dead. Now you
a
go out there with this stick and poke Spot's
mouth
body open until it reveals its hideous internal gases. There. Now that's better. Now I want you to bury Spot. And I want you to bury him with this stick. You can't use a shovel. You have to dig
I
the grave 6 foot deep with this stick, Billy. No!
And focus on eternity.
So start digging, Billy. I don't care if you have been snake bitten.
The grave of Spot.
You will dig that grave for Spot or I'll beat you, Billy, with Satan's rod.
Satan's dog-like
Billy
face
was beaten for 6 weeks digging the 6 foot grave of the 6 inch Spot.
The 6 inch
there,
Satan
that's finally, Billy. I'm glad you're finished. Now you can have your supper. I've built you.
Nobody
I've
ever
fixed
told
your
us
favorite
we were children.
Phineas Marco wrote inches a beautiful Aunt Bertha episode.
He did.
Yes. Pretty good.
And he'll be there at the 5 hour show.
That's
he will.
Right, he will.
Yeah. Excellent.
I wish he would bring that.
Although so next week
well,
is
all Halloween, remember?
Is next
long
week
extended
our Halloween show?
Yeah, it's a 5 hour Halloween show of spookiness.
But is it a puzzling evidence show?
Well, it's the over the puzzling evidence of the edger.
That's
oh, it's
right
a combined show.
It is
yeah
a hybrid.
The hybrid will run on hot air of all kinds.
Ah,
you'll just love it.
Over the puzzling edge of
evidence.
Death.
That's the one.
Yeah, over the puzzling evidence edge.
It could be, and you could be there listening to it.
Just open up the
live
ears
short.
Find some more spooky shows.
Put this block.
Make sure you can
listen
to the Spookadelic Spookorama.
Yeah, that'll be. So the show next week will be real spooky is one
yeah
aspect.
Yeah, nightmare.
So when we play our music, we'll play spooky music.
Yeah,
right?
And little skulls will fly around.
Yeah.
Horror.
And we'll tell another Aunt Bertha horror story.
Yeah, and scare everybody awake at this hour. And they'll be so scared they'll pull little covers up over their heads.
Your
turn the radio off.
Will creep your heart, will bump your nerves.
Okay, we're
going to
unlock your mind.
Eyes.
And we're going to send the kleptomaniacs in.
And
to your
steal
mind
everything
steal
that isn't nailed down.
That's right. So get out your psychic hammers and nails and start hammering.
You realize,
come, there's
of course,
the snake.
These experiments are
damn snake
highly illegal. This snake is a resident of the.
See, what
area
we're doing with the snake is pretty much the equivalent of the tingler.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tingler.
I like that. The tingler
just
looked like a spine.
I like the tingler was caused by LSD.
Yeah.
Remember,
the only way
he took
you can
the
defeat
LSD
the tingler
and saw
the
LSD
tingler. Scream
but
at
he
the
took
top
the
of
LSD and then your butt tingled watching the movie. Ooh. I don't get that part.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that part.
So if somebody in the world takes acid, my butt tingles.
The tingles.
What kind of world is this?
It's a world.
I'm almost glad McCain's going to be president and Sarah Palin's going to be vice something.
When that happens, you can depend on it.
He's not?
Obama, no.
Don't bum me out here at 4 a.m. I'll have to tell everybody what station we're listening to.
I'm sure you know it's KPFA.
They know because we're so politically oriented. FM. They know it has
Radio
to be.
Radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, and of course on the internet at kpfa.org.
Can we go now?
94.1
Man, this is a really stinky microphone cover.
With KPFB.
Get out of there.
Man.
What are you doing in there?
Phew.
And KFCF in Christmas.
Somebody's been putting this microphone cover in places it shouldn't go.
And KCFR in Chico.
Hidden dark, dank, stinky places.
On the
slimy
internet.
Places filled with horror and
KPFA.
Tumult. Org. Tumultuous.
Yeah, that's it. Can I have some of that 67 tumult Gruyere?
Yeah.
Can't be too much tumult down in the...
So the Mr. Ed came over last night and got some mystery trailers.
Did he shoot off the TV?
A horse, of course.
He was shooting just with his camera right on the computer and TV last night.
Of course, the horse, of course, was the flame.
And using those images, I guess. I haven't seen the thing. I dropped off
a bunch of them. No, I gave him, the thing I got from Ivan Stang, which had... 80 horror trailers, horror movies, all your favorites, with all those astounding, terrifying, never before seen in the human by the human eye. Yeah, terrifying, tumultuous. That was one we saw last night.
I love it, the way they are animated and appear on the screen.
Yeah, I love those splash screens.
But I kept thinking, if the thing is so huge, then it should be killing you before the end of the word.
Ooh.
If it's so amazing. But the words just kept coming, so I thought, the monster's not that big.
Yeah,
well it depends
I
on what
like
monster
you're
talking
that.
About. Some monster
Remember,
should be.
The trailer is the best part of the movie, is what I would see.
It thinking. Depends on how they edit it. Sometimes a superb trailer...
First they make the trailer, and then they fill out the trailer with the other scenes.
And when American International Pictures were churning them out in the 50s, first they'd make the poster...
Yeah, first they make the poster.
Then they'd make the trailer. Then they'd make the movie.
Yeah. And that's the way they developed the story along the way.
That's right.
At one time in L.A., 80s, there were big floods. L.A. just flooded like crazy.
Beautiful.
My friend Biff
flood
and his friend
terrace
were called by Crown International.
Was that like El Nino times?
Crown International, who made the stewardesses. And
so,
Wow.
And Galaxina and the hideous sun demon. So he and his buddy were called to clean out their warehouse because it was flooding. So they ran and a little bit of their stuff made it to their place. But boy, all the uniforms from Galaxina, went in his truck. And I have the workup of the poster for Hideous Sun Demon and a couple of those.
Oh, those are
that
the Hollywood collector's
really that hideous,
items.
He was
I don't remember him being that hideous. Oh, okay. 848-425
and 525
code.
Hello.
If you want to talk about something,
you have a
what?
Sun demon fixation.
Come on in here.
Then
hey, yeah, come on in. Don't mind that
some
toll
people
bridge.
Should stay out of the sun.
Yeah, some demon.
Come
not
on
good in here.
Some others.
Sit over here.
The hideous what's sun this? Demon.
He just caught it.
Too much solar exposure.
It's not much, but
caused the emergence
you see
of
there,
his
you're
demonic
to.
Self. And the result, when it did occur, was terrifying.
Really?
Well, that's the way they made. The
that's
exciting the motion picture, The Hideous Sun
the hideous
Demon.
Sun Demon.
Starring Maximilian Hideous.
I thought it was just like the slightly abrasive Sun Demon.
Slightly abrasive? Obnoxious office cut-up Sun Demon?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The too many yellow sticker pad using Sun Demon.
Sun Demon,
yeah.
Yeah,
but that's like the...
Too many different shapes of
doesn't clean the microwave
yeah.
oven.
Yeah, too many sizes.
Every different sticker pad shape.
Yeah, and
no
color.
No completed
and
projects.
Color.
Sticker
yeah.
pad.
And no,
what
no
sticker
completed
pad?
Projects.
Okay, yeah.
Now the
lots of notes.
Look, that's the guy we give the projects we don't want to be finished.
That's going
to
be on Friday night.
The ones that need to go on for
on
month after month after month with no apparent end in sight.
Show.
Poorly managed projects. We give them to that guy. Everybody knows it's the kiss of death. The project will die. Projects that we really want to just be able to pay homage to but not really complete and have to live with later, Those are the ones.
Not too many Amish live in the area, but that demographic is changing.
But we pay homage to the Amish.
Yes, we do.
They're a hard taskmaster.
Really?
They keep our hard scrabble alive, a hard one.
And they make wonderful cherry pies and maplewood furniture. Yes,
they make that maplewood, but they
singing and dancing.
They harden it with the souls of dead Gentiles.
Oh, your souls just roll.
Really, is that like a Bobby thing? Like the little Bobby souls?
A Gentile to an Amish is every other, you know, every other.
The outer races.
The outers.
The non the others, sharers of the covenant.
They call them the Othern.
It is the will of Landru.
And those, they should be shunned because they're of the earth and have no knowledge of the higher things. And so thusly must be shunned. Because their kind will always turn to Moab.
Moab, eh? Where the Moabites come from? Where is Bdellium and the onyx stone?
Really? I just love the song. Because we used to sing it in summer camp, you know, in church camp.
Oh, yeah, you showed us this one.
Yeah. It always bears listening to again. It's just a beautiful song, don't you think?
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing. But
and the tension between the two verses is just stunning.
Yeah, I don't understand that thing.
I think there's a lot of backstory there. Stuff's already gone on that we don't see. And whoever's shooting this is just taking advantage of that, you know, setting up little troublesome scenarios.
Huh. Well, it's been seen about a million times.
A million times?
Such enthusiasm. In the mad whirl of the dance.
You could tell that things would become this corrupt.
Bingle, bangle, bungle, I don't want to.
I think you should go to higherpraise.com.
No, I just refuse to go.
Because there you can download Dr. Gene Scott, A.A. Allen.
Oh, no.
Maybe Dr. Gene Scott, R.W. Shambach, all those crazy old preachers.
Shambach.
Yeah, remember him?
No.
Oh,
great.
He had a really great
are these guys Texas, Oklahoma?
Gather around.
Just regional, but all over.
All over?
Tennessee, you know, Virginia.
Yeah, that's a fertile ground. Tennessee had some wonderful guys, too.
Yeah, all over.
That's
Illinois.
True.
Yeah,
they
were all over the place.
Yeah, well, the first one.
Except
I
California.
Well, they're
California
here.
California was
they're
the reprobate
very
state.
Though.
They're
not
in
nearly
Bakersfield,
as. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
in Fresno.
And they're not.
They're
I mean, you go to the South, you really feel Madeira. It. Here, it's kind of like, feels like everything else, like a TV show. You know?
Yeah, it's
not,
just like. Here, it's
not,
you know.
The same thing as going into outside Kingsport,
yeah,
Tennessee.
All,
and
that all
a,
is. That type of stuff.
Revival.
That type of stuff is looked on with derision here.
Yeah.
It's for the.
Everything
it's for the plebes, you know, those ones that come below us.
Yeah.
Who aren't as good as us.
Yeah.
Not us. Not us, per
not
se.
Not us. Yeah, no.
No, because I know I'm not as good as us.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're
I
not?
Can tell you
I'm
that.
All confused. I'm not sure what I'm supposed
and,
to do.
But I'm not with us anyway. I'm with somebody else. I'm with a different group.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Now.
I'm
now
with them.
This is the,
I'm with them.
You are?
Okay. Yeah.
And she's with them, too.
She is?
Yeah.
She's.
Baby, it's
she going to break that table, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. I love this one. Yeah,
what's
she,
the point?
She was brave enough to put her entire experience on. You know, I just thought that's why I watch it. She also, you notice, gets 1.5 million hits in just a few, you know.
I fall off a copy table. You might want to fast forward to the end.
Can't be together, never.
1.5 million.
Oh!
That's
dang,
terrible.
That's got to hurt. That hurt a little bit.
Ouch.
That hurt.
It's this part I love. It's just her going up.
The recovery part.
That
yeah.
hurt.
She recovers. Does
she's
she get
actually
up?
Okay, yeah. She's like, oh, man.
That hurt where it hit her, though.
Your
it
nice song is ruined now, ma'am.
Is she going to get up and recover from that?
Yeah, she actually gets up and turns off the tape. Or the camera. I keep saying tape, but there's no tape anymore.
How's Montgomery Flea Market doing?
Scarlet Takes a Tumble reaction video has 200,000 views.
200,000?
I'd like to see the reaction to that thing from some people.
Oh, there are a couple there.
Yeah. She hasn't recovered yet. She's just laying
there.
Well,
that was quite a fall.
That was a pretty good fall. That didn't. She didn't go the way I thought it was.
It was almost like a cartoon.
It looks like they're in a hotel room.
Going
though.
Straight down.
They are. They're
I
in
think
a
there's a laundry room. I mean, you can see stuff in the back.
A hotel room. See, that's their suitcases and stuff.
And she never once says any bad words.
That's
except
good.
Moments after, maybe. But except if God's a bad word.
Now she's getting up. Good for her.
I like how she did that, then she put it on YouTube. Yeah, and it's got, there are places that get 1.5 million hits watching her do this, so pretty funny.
Well, all's well that ends well.
That really hurts, she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really hurts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
One's reach should exceed
she
one's
did.
Grasp.
That's pretty cool, though. She put it up there. But
yeah,
now
exactly.
It's gotten where that stuff gets propagated to sites like FARC and other places, the sites that are always looking for weird. That's where they're getting a lot of the hits. They're not getting them all on YouTube.
They go to embedded someplace else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know, that's the fun of it. They get spread around, and that's why I'm going to put up the little guy bonking his head at the cycle site by itself.
Yeah.
Because those things, people love those 5-second. Like,
I know. They just like to watch.
And also, then people
was reading
will steal
this one guy who
there.
Doesn't do anything but watch like the amateur fighting. The guys that film other people fighting.
Yeah.
It's like just slugging away at each other. Like, oh. This is like. But then the same people watch UFC and those kind of fighting shows too. You know.
Same kind of people that call 848-45
in the middle of the night to tell us. Why do you fight? Why
do any of them
do
this?
Why do you even care? Why don't you just
go home and go to sleep?
We give up. We gave up so many years ago. It's not even funny.
See, I can't.
We don't even laugh about it anymore. But that's one thing we figured out: to get what we really wanted, we had to give up. We had to quit wanting it so bad, and just give up. And then the next thing you know, we got it. Whatever it was.
Pornography is in the eye of the beholder.
Wow.
What is?
It sure
pornography.
Is.
Pornography.
And it's so hard to see that way. You need to back up, and then you can get a far better focus.
Yeah, if you
now,
look.
I want you to, you have to help get that mirror. Young lady off the floor.
What was on the floor?
Wasn't that Lisa?
Yeah.
Lisa? Yeah, she was on the floor. But
Lisa? I don't remember.
She's all right now.
She's okay, though.
Yeah, she's fine. It was just kind of a shock.
What you do to the
be in the middle
Lisa
of a song and then boom.
You do to
bam,
me.
There she
you
is on the floor.
You know how it is on the show. It always
hey, how much money are you guys going to pay to be on Negative Land next week?
About $4.
About $4 each.
Yeah, that'll be it.
The thing is with that, the over-the-edge guys, you can't pay in American money. We had
to
get Kroner.
And
then the next week he calls back and says, oh, no, I need it in baht now.
British
pounds. And then he needed won the next week.
And the main thing is we can't all three pay in the same type. We have to play different kinds of currency.
He's really odd. It doesn't cost much, but...
But you got to remember that you should get that in Canadian, because that's like more, isn't it? That's more money now.
No, it's less.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use gold, because gold always works.
Yeah, and that means he'll be louder on the show.
Yeah, I'll be louder. Get to be a little bit louder, because I use gold and diamonds, hard currency.
Maybe a little
frankincense and myrrh.
For coffee, but why is the coffee start so early? Why are those people awake?
Because the show starts so early.
Because it takes a lot of coffee to get started early.
Yeah, and the show starts long before you hear it. The show's on 24 hours a day.
So the earlier you get started, the more coffee you have to take.
Yeah, we're on the show all the time. We just happen to plug in 2 hours here, 2 hours there.
Yeah, wherever we go.
Different shows.
It's just a different show.
Snakeskin belts with them when the market.
This show's on all kinds of radio stations all over the world.
And you can dial any number to get here. That's the cool thing.
Whatever number you
have.
Dial in your phone,
even
it goes
if it's
right
your own
show.
Number, you can dial your own number and then you're here.
I don't have a phone
there's
number.
Not even,
I'm dialing from a trash can.
It's that's the cool thing about those modern trash cans. There's a lot of them now
there's
where they say
trash cans shirts that have newspapers in them,
and
too.
Internet connections.
Wi-Fi trash cans.
They said that, you know, the other day I was buying a new refrigerator, and they said to me, you can order food off of the internet, and it will... And look, there's an internet connection on the front of this refrigerator.
If you have a 300 baud modem, it won't
so
even come
I'd have to like
cooked.
Boot
it
the
comes through
modem.
A wall at 300 baud.
And next thing I know, there
I
on
know
the internet is my
food
refrigerator.
Off
the
internet.
Ordering its own food.
The window.
Yeah, but
off
the
internet.
But the downside
website.
Is when the truck that came to get me in the desert to pull me out,
It was in the internet.
It was a brand new truck. It's a 2008.
Truck?
Right.
Tow truck.
Right.
The guy gets out. He's
Chuck,
you know, a few feet from my car.
Says, I can't do this. Right.
He can't do this.
Why not?
Because he
right
doesn't
unit.
Have the remote for the beautiful
OnStar,
new winch that's on the front
American.
Of the truck.
And so he called OnStar.
So if he didn't have that old
like
old
that
style
many?
Nylon parachute
OnStar,
strap that we hooked up, I would have been all for naught. I mean, a remote. Unbelievable.
So he had one of those winches that can't be operated manually, huh?
Right,
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just like, what's, so this little piece of plastic, you don't have it, the whole thing's used, you know, this beautiful rig is useless.
Those were good computers.
And the remote was back in Bovine, California.
So he pulled out his regular old
yeah, I said, you have like an old
$20 nylon strap.
Old strap, and we hooked it to my trailer hitch and pulled me out like old farm truck.
And it took like what just a tiny
like 5 minutes,
little effort, right?
Yeah.
Bam, there you were.
Right. Oh, it's my boss's truck. It's brand new. I never use it. It's like, I don't care.
I didn't know you could use sandpaper as a map in the desert.
I mean, it was just so sad that you had to get a remote for everything and lose it now. It makes me hear violins.
That's what they used to try. That's how Helen Keller's fingers.
There you were. There it was.
And there's no more junkyard either.
That's how Helen Keller's fingers got bloody because she's trying to read sandpaper.
Oh, I thought it was from playing the violin so much.
Yeah.
It's 417, which 417. Makes me think about 420. Oh,
yeah.
There you were. There it was.
But look, Hal's thinking about it, too.
He's already 420.
Hal's thinking about what he's going to do once he gets that microphone cover out of his pants.
I only have one match left.
You're going to need it in a minute, because Hal's going to produce some gas, and you need to, like, light that
gas. Okay, light the match now.
Now.
Strike a lighter. Light a lantern. Something I have hold
he's
up.
On
no
he's on autopilot. He doesn't need any encouragement.
He just goes, and then they're rushing him to the mental hospital. I mean, a hospital on our mind.
A mental hospital. A mindless hospital.
Yeah, do you need to go to the mental hospital?
Yeah, do you need to go
is
to...
Is that where I'm calling right now?
Yeah, this is the hospital. What do you need?
In our minds.
How can we take care of you?
I could use some...
Stimulation?
Peanut butter and jelly.
This is not a restaurant, sir. This is a hospital. Now, do you need a cast or something like that? Or maybe, like, you got a broken toe? We can wrap your toe in petroleum jelly.
We can do that.
Something like that. We'll give you a Band-Aid. Come here. We'll give you a Band-Aid.
Here's some liquid slack.
But that'll attract sharks.
Morphine would be...
Mighty morphine powder.
No, morphine, yeah. We don't have any morphine left.
Instead,
we used our
Instead, we can give
all.
You a ticket to X-Data. Then you'll be so happy when
we... I mean, why not? The morphine was just laying around there in the cabinet. Nobody was asking for it, so we just used it.
We don't use drugs.
Right. I just drank it. It was green, and I just
And it was great. Man, it was great. It tasted like...
That was absinthe.
Tasted like some
Left
kind
over
of energy
from Burning
drink.
Man 5 years ago.
It didn't feel like an energy drink, but it tasted like one. It tasted kind of
you
like
feel coffee. Younger.
Tasted a little bit like antifreeze.
Oh no! It's anti-time antifreeze.
Would somebody feed that baby?
Would
you feed
caller.
The baby?
He drank so much of the anti-time antifreeze,
yes,
he went back
I'll
to about 6 months
baby.
Old.
I'll feed the baby myself.
Oh. Lady, that baby needs to be breastfed.
Right this minute, here and now.
I need to be breastfed.
So I wonder where our taxi driver
Get
is.
In line.
Coffee, baby.
Yeah, we got a taxi driver and another caller that calls himself Taxi Bob.
Taxi Bob, yep. He's confused, but it's okay.
But we have two callers to have taxi related.
It'd be cool. It's cops, man.
Concepts behind them. Yeah, I mean it's cops, but we don't care because we're looking out the window.
It's 420.
And
hey,
2018 over here.
Really, where you are,
Messiah,
yeah.
What year one of the that previous be? Generation's
I
Messiah
gotta wait 2 more minutes.
Is looking at us through the camera lens.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's the thing, you're in one
Hello.
Of the other time zones of California. Where
There's
he is.
New generation's Messiah.
It's 419 where he is.
Will soon be.
Yeah, it is. It's 419 where I am.
In charge of your...
And Almost at Starbucks.
Yes. Yes, deep,
mobile.
Deep within the pockets, we find the lint, we find the quarters, and the paper clips.
He's trying to hypnotize me.
What shall we do with them?
About all this
I think we
time.
Put the pep, 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 pep,
pep.
So what happened? I mean, what happened after chapter 13?
The snake got away and threatened the whole city, and they sued Aunt Bertha.
They did?
Yeah, because her responsibility. Cause they,
it was cause the sting she, of death.
Yep. That,
and little that's Billy true. Almost died, and Aunt Bertha had to hack his arm
I mean,
off
man,
to 20,
keep
it from dying.
20,000 people almost died. The snake would get bigger each time you know, it chewed up a
The thing I liked about Aunt Bertha is she was a real initiative taker. She didn't wait around. She grabbed Billy. She grabbed the butcher knife. She chopped his arm off.
Really?
You know?
That's probably
She
worse.
Couldn't take him to the hospital. She didn't have time to drive him to the hospital. She didn't even have a car. She lived out in the country where people have rattlesnakes in their barns and stuff. And kids that full of Satan's sin. The stain of Satan. Ah, okay, now we're back down here in the water.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little bathing over here with this
Did you
lady.
Say you were staying at Satan's?
Unaccustomed.
I'm going to do some bathing with this lady.
You got to be careful about those water demons, though.
Yeah.
Really?
It's true.
Oh, I see
Reaching
what you mean.
Up with slime encrusted
I'm sorry,
arms
I didn't mean to drop those batteries in
pull
there.
You down into a sightless darkness. 7 miles down in the
really?
Marianas Trench. The Tuscarora yeah, Deep.
See, that's where it got
why, why do the fish have eyes down
that's
there?
That's where Steve
see.
Fawcett really screwed up. Imagine how famous he'd be if he was lost at the bottom of Marianas Trench as opposed to a little ridge outside the minarets.
Is that where he was lost?
Yeah.
They found him there?
Well, he was kind of lots of bear activity, shall we say. Lots of bear activity. The trackers that went out there were surprised at how much bear track and bear scat there was. But yeah, he was out just a little...
Bear scat.
He was pooting around up by the minarets, just on the 395. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And
this is the guy that got eaten, that was eaten by the bear?
Well, his little body was. He probably smashed into the ground part near hard.
And there was blood.
And there was supposed to be Thunderhead. So, the theory is maybe he was just kind of like, having a fun time with Thunderhead. End of story. But he was going to get...
What was he flying in?
Oh, God, I can't remember. It's a beautiful, very light stunt plane. African wood stump plane, really nice little plane thing. There's a guy in Monterey who makes one man submarines that go, 2,000 feet, and he made a two man one for Fawcett, and Fawcett was theoretically going to go to the bottom of the Marianas Trench in it.
That's a lot farther than 2,000 feet. That's like 11,000 feet.
And the last, I would think the place to go, I mean, the shape would always be a sphere. You know, people have been there once, and it was nasty. A week, 10 days in a little, you know, thing about the third of the size of this room.
You have to wait in line.
The guys who did it said they never wanted to do that again.
They went to the Marianas Trench.
And they were lowering stuff and splicing, lowering, splicing, lowering, splicing. Then they screwed up and they had to bring it back up, unsplice, 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 fix something, lower, splice, lower,
what?
Splice.
How did they
What
screw
were they splicing?
Up?
The wire that they went down on. I mean, nobody's got 7 miles of wire, so they had to keep splicing and making the sections mate. And they went down there and then they had to slowly bring it back up. Little guys... I mean, they were fine, but crazy. Crazy, weird stuff. In smelly, little, dark
How long were they down there?
About 10 days.
When was this?
The 70s? Really? 60s? Late 60s, early 70s? Yeah, I remember National Geo covered it. It was pretty cool. Babiscaf. Little round cannon.
Yeah.
And this is like a Batmobile, so I don't understand. I don't think it would get down there and take... Yeah, a circle is the only thing you can do there.
Well, if he said the one man was only rated to like 2,000 feet.
That's just, that thing's really made for just the lighted universe, not too deep. You know, it's a wonderful, weird.
So this must have
crap.
Been a special thing he was building for Fawcett. But
and it's now completed, sitting in Monterey, I guess.
Some other rich guy's going to have to buy it now.
Of Fawcett, yeah.
Oh, I'd like to play in that thing. That'd be cool.
Man. What a way to go, though. If you crash, then may as well let the bears eat your body.
That's right. He would have appreciated it, I think, on some level. And they find suicides back there where he died. The Dead Man's Canyon's back there. Headless bodies from the 1800s.
What do they do? Jump off the minarets or something?
I don't know. Most of the time they don't find them. They find the car and a note, or the car and no note, and then they'll...
Car up there?
No. This is the other people go to that. It's beautiful and forlorn and sad, and they'll go out.
They leave their car and
they'll
leave
their
car
in the parking lot,
back.
And they just never come back. They go out somewhere.
They vanish away
because of Google Earth and everything. Now there's so many of us hiking every place.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Thanks, it's a show. That's what I was thinking about. It was so funny. Steve Fawcett, Amelia Earhart still can't find her. Steve Fawcett found him in a year. You know, it's like, dude, because we're Google Earth.
There's still only like 50%. Or less of the population has. No, it's like less than that. I'm going to look it up. There's the statistic for people that have internet access. It's smaller than you think.
Yeah. I was just thinking in terms of generalities. Yeah, the fact we can go see all this stuff has really changed. And four-wheel drive trucks has changed it in our lifetime too. You know, I was looking at...
can't get far enough into the back country.
Which is probably most of the world, actually.
You have to get out and walk past the garbage, past the layer of human intrusion, and then see it open up to be what the entire area longs to be and can be at some...
Looking up the end of the world. Because you go to that website and it says, welcome back to the end of the world. And it shows you...
The ongoing?
How many minutes until the actual end of the world. What's the name of the one you signed up for?
That's yourdeath.com or something.
Hilarious.
I don't know. It told me my date of death, which I've since forgotten. And it had a big clock on the screen ticking down the seconds to my...
Well, it's nice to have that date. You know,
the computer predicts everything. You just give it the data, and it crunches the numbers. And here comes your actual date, your actual death.
We should put in the show using the first show as the birthday. See, the music always soars when you say show, because it's so beloved here in this part of the world. Okay, and then I put in this info about the birth of the show, and I guess we'll see when the show will die. Although I won't tell you this show.
That's a curious and cryptic prophecy.
Chimera in vitro pH and temperature level.
Okay.
Outside optimal range.
We've got a little ship emergency.
I'm running the show numbers.
Outside optimal range.
What?
Chimera working
system.
Oh, yeah,
that's a caller here. You remember what those are, callers?
Alert. Those are callers,
chimera,
yes. These lights here, these are
alert.
All callers.
Chimera stop light terminated.
How much wideband?
Okay, I can kind of hear one caller who is way down in the bottom of the sound.
73
well,
is the total number
we
of
could only climb
in the world?
Up.
Oh, U.S. Okay. And that's like 4 years ago?
Subject
is that 2004? Because I'm sure it's changed in 4 years. Yeah. More pretty colors. That's what we care about in the future.
I don't give a darn about a greenback dollar.
Really? Yeah.
Spend it fast as I can.
And what's the only thing that you understand?
Well, a Waylon song and a good guitar.
A Waylon song and a good guitar, right.
Waylon Jennings.
The Flowers Festival.
Lloyd Axton wrote that.
Just gave away Jimmy Cash's shoes.
Giving away his shoes.
Yeah, apparently he was imprisoned in the town where they hold the festival. And his daughter just played this year. She doesn't usually do that, but she showed up and they talked about the shoe story. He kicked at the cell so hard he broke his toe. And he gave the shoes to another guy in the prison. And they're sort of like these, you know, bones of the saints that these Johnny Cash fans are passing around now. The special shoes. The shoes.
I wish I were hunting and gathering.
What would you hunt?
Snakes.
H.L. Hunt.
Poisonous snakes.
I go out to Lake Furora.
If I were hunting and gathering, I wouldn't think they were evil.
Right, hey, boys?
Sure.
All this brainwashing.
It's a lying flag. It's a flag.
We're dealing with the stored eidolons of vanished creatures that roamed the earth millions of years ago. Philo Drummond is uncovering fossil after fossil to our general astonishment and delight.
I just read a great article about China's security apparatus and how they watch the web because some guys at a university, of course, just happened to think of some ways to trace backwards into what is it?
So they have like armies of guys that watch the internet.
Armies of guys and armies of words and armies of
searchers.
Can I help you?
What they said these two analysts were saying they're just at war with their own people, you know, just always trying to keep stuff out of the people trying to get in.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's the way it'll be here. It's already getting to be like that, but it'll be like that before long.
What? How can that be?
Because it's a world. It's a one world, man. It's all going to be the same.
How many worlds do we get?
We just get one.
I guess that's okay.
For now. Until we can, like, get on the pleasure saucers, and then we'll have another world.
Really?
At the end of this
destination. Well, that's true. Every religion promises you another world.
Do you believe in the possibility of parallel universes?
Sure. There's always a possibility of parallel universes.
Just when you say that, of course, there's another show.
Yeah. Always the possibility. Probability may be different. Occam's razor would lead you to believe that there really is different universes. I mean, what would be the point?
That's something this show would lead you to believe, too.
What would be the point, right? But then in our own internal vanity as humans, we have a tendency to overrate ourselves and probably assume that
we cool or what?
We're the only ones anywhere.
I'm the only one anywhere.
Although probability might suggest that, well, there's many, many, many high levels of civilization given the content of the universe in terms of galactic clusters and so on. So, alternate universes, do I personally? Yeah, I kind of think that maybe. But maybe's one of those nebulous things that allows people that not to make firm opinions. Correct?
Well, I guess we're in the Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely in the Goldilocks zone.
Life is rare.
And life is rare, and maybe, but maybe we only think it's rare because of our incessantly myopic viewpoint.
Our human vanity.
Right. Well, probability does suggest that it's rare in some ways. When you compare that to the entire universe, it becomes very less rare, but the space is so large that what's the point? It's basically irrelevant for our purposes.
So far, the only planets they've discovered have all been Jupiter-sized and too close to their suns
right.
to support life.
And way too far away for anything, any type of communication it's just a pipe dream to think that there could ever be, spaceships that make
I mean, we're not only in a good temperate zone and the right distance from the sun, but Jupiter also sweeps away all of our asteroids, and the moon stabilizes the Earth's orbit.
Right, it's pretty much a rocking, like the catbird seat or the...
Yeah, we'd be rocking back and forth if it weren't for the moon.
It still may happen.
Amazing, but who knows? But in the galactic sort of scheme of things, you know, we're just still
sort
a little
day.
Blink of an eye kind of a concept.
The little snigger, the little twitch.
Just a little like the universe, you know, sniffing.
Like some atomic particle.
Yeah. We're not taking up a lot of the universe's space or time or consideration at this point.
Then again, each individual is a universe unto him or herself.
That's what they say.
Trillions of bacteria.
They say.
That's what they say.
Again. Man, yeah, every time I turn around, they're telling me something.
You got a few hundred thousand mites living in your eyebrow.
Eyebrow.
It's
got to
be a big brow.
Ah.
And at night, do they whisper
a rewarding existence here on Earth.
You mean on the show? Because the show is the
show
real
on
thing.
Earth. Well, the show is still on Earth right now. Yeah. Until
and
the pleasure
is the only real thing there is.
And then, of course...
See, even the caller gave up on the show.
Did the caller give up already?
Yeah, fell over
the caller
asleep.
Was adding a lot to the conversation.
Yeah, color.
That
atmosphere.
Sounded like Taxi Bob.
Yeah, it sounded like, but it was a fake version.
Some things you just can't fake. Boy, whole evening spent with Pop's Chocolate Joplin is wearing you down. I don't see how we can possibly keep up with these frenzied Bobby Soxers whirling and twirling like dervishes as the jukebox pumps out the latest impudent popular music sensation.
There you go. Here on the Puzzling Evidence Show with Dr. Hal, I am Philo Drummond.
And we're listening to the music of Rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
Time to reroute this one, according to Mr. Blackwell. Who just shuffled off?
He's just shuffling away.
It's like a little show out in the middle of nowhere. And you're listening. I bet everybody's seeping out. Nobody listens to the show. Just like a little drifty dream.
Dumb a little dumb dumb.
And then we go meet with law enforcement and eat sugar and hard-boiled eggs.
When does that happen?
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's like that
sugar,
decades
eggs?
From now.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
35 yeah, minutes. Yeah. 25 minutes.
We'll almost
now.
Be dead by then.
They have AIDS.
We can't wait that long, probably.
You haven't lived until you've tasted AIDS vermin.
What's that?
Something
AIDS
like
Birmingham?
Birmingham, as in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, eggs Birmingham.
There's no vermin in the ham.
I
that's
thought you said AIDS Birmingham.
Eggs, spoken with
Man.
The regional pronunciation eggs.
I thought he
time
said
to clear
such a way
the wax
the
out of your ears and attend
thing
to
I've
the
heard
thousand
you
natural
say
cells
in a long time.
Of the environment. Your auditory sensorium needs a spring cleaning.
It certainly does, and I'll thank you not to keep sticking your fingers in my ears like that.
But the wax has such a wonderful consistency, like honey or like some
it does.
Heavy...
Well,
anyway,
smell like
see, eggs Birmingham don't use vermin in their ham. They use the finest ham from the south.
But you know, that's a good concept.
A genuine Hamus alabamus is sacrificed to make the fulsome hams used in eggs Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham. Oh, dear.
It's a whole new taste. Yes, here on the show, we've done a taste test with Birmingham and have concluded that it's well worth the money they charge for it. Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, sure.
Birmingham from Birmingham.
Sure. But there's no more junkyard.
Oh, that's sad.
Gone.
So where did Mongoloid go?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did he take this junk to somewhere or place else?
Yeah, the junk all went away.
Who was owning? I mean, where was that?
A person is owning. Mind. And they said, go away.
Don't come back. We won't. What are they doing with it now? Do you know?
I don't know. That's the secret of the
landlord. Do people go stand out front and kind of just look at it forlornly?
Yeah. People like me go,
well, so now we'll find you'll find some new place to go to.
Yeah, to fill your empty life.
Fill your empty life. Fill the empty hole in your life.
Yeah.
Like Michael Pepe's stomach after he vaulted his lunch.
Yeah.
His dinner.
That was the show.
After
of the year.
He threw his first dinner all over the house.
Yeah. As a gift
for
friends.
Dr. Hal to clean up before he left.
And so then, lies could appreciate life.
So lies could appreciate it. And that when the paramedics arrived, Michael Pappy could only say,
"The truth.
I feel empty inside."
He only speaks the truth. That's why he's empty.
I can't. I feel empty and hungry.
And they said, "All your vitals are fine, sir."
I feel empty inside. I'm hungry for love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not love you're hungry for.
In fact, some great shows are only for the people there.
There he was. I bet Dr. Hal, if he were here right now,
yeah,
he'd be able to say that Michael Pepe, when he actually saw him at the burrito place later, he was amazed.
Yes.
He was really...
The man's stamina at his pure gusto for life.
He really had to probably take... He had to throttle him with a stick, probably.
Well, just because he lives so hard and so fast.
You're talking
compared
about
to the rest of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just does so
much. And that
much
work
and
that he wanted to do,
yeah,
he couldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't have to do work, really. He just
work
he just sees and
like,
says the truth.
When he hears
you know,
the word work,
empty, so
he just
runs
disappears.
Yeah.
It's like it makes him vanish. If you say the word work, it makes him vanish.
Like the disappearing sailors of the Philadelphia Experiment.
So remember, the next time you're haunted in your sleep by the Michael Pappy monster, just put your hands over your ears and go, say, work, 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 and the monster will vanish into thin air. You'll be
there
so
goes.
Glad, so
yep.
happy.
And you'll start thinking.
You'll start thinking. That's right. You'll start thinking. That's the important thing, is to start thinking.
Go.
Yes. Go. We're going.
Okay, we're waiting.
But we're waiting,
waiting
for the
thinking.
Money to get here so we can buy the donuts with the... With
well, I was just waiting for them
with
to start
Berkeley's
thinking.
Finest.
Because I can read on this, see the software.
We like to go to
shows when they think.
Berkeley's Finest.
And
have
California's Finest.
Have their breakfast. And California's Finest. Have their breakfast of sugar and corn syrup.
And dough. And corn syrup. Hard-boiled eggs and coffee, and you can get cornflakes, these little boxes
bacon.
Of cereal. Bacon.
You need like six
Does
rashers
bacon
of bacon.
Stuff?
You can eat a ton of bacon there.
I did that when I went up to the Last Point Arena thing. I bought 10 tons of rashers of bacon.
I did that once.
So
I
it was really fun.
A whole 10 tons.
There were a bunch of people there. So
I cooked 11 tons once.
11. Oh, man.
Because I just had to be more
than you.
You
probably
lived better than I did. I just had to be more than you.
Yeah.
And when I ate the 10 rashers, you know, one time I did actually eat a whole pound of bacon in one sitting. I just cooked the whole thing up, drained it off, and then I just sat there and ate the whole thing. And it was so good and so decadent. And I was, the whole time I was saying to myself, it's so true. If it was, if we weren't, if why do pigs taste so good if we're not supposed to eat them? And it just made me want to eat ham. Made me want to eat Canadian bacon. It made me want to eat pork. It made me want to eat anything that had to do with a pig. Pig trotters. Pig entrails. Pig's feet. After they've been wandering around in a yard filled with their own feces. Imagine pickled pig's feet. Mm-mm, that's why they have to pickle them, is to get them clean. They use vinegar to clean them. I know, it tickles, doesn't it?
Alice?
Come down out of there.
It's okay.
Calm down. You're getting a little hysterical. It's not really that funny. It's a worn-out joke. See?
Finally, you want to get those pickled pig's feet off of her?
It's frayed around the edges.
Smell.
Yeah, they are pretty stinky. Get off. You're supposed to take the feet off of the pig before you pick them.
Oh, I see. Yeah, feet off the table.
Yeah. Get your feet off the table. You take the feet off of the pig. You
it's
shake
an entire
them around,
complex
you make a good,
protocol.
You do a little
sound,
jig.
I don't
do
make these
jig.
Rules. I just try to follow them. You have to do the second jig within 40
yes,
seconds.
This is the rules.
Yeah.
This is the rules that you will be held accountable to once you complete the assignment. And we've selected you because of your particular attributes. The criteria we need is represented so well. Oh, sorry. And yet, you will go through the training. We will give you the mental tools you need to do an excellent job. Stand up. Quit slouching. Put on your pants. Eat these vitamins. Now get down on your knees and pray. Pray to Chaymash. pray to the gods of Molech, of Ishtar.
But why give them your allegiance?
Why not? We've got to start somewhere. We may as well start with the gods of ancient Mesopotamia.
But they were weaker than Jehovah.
Only for the first 2,000 or 3,000 years. Actually, it wasn't that. It was really only like 1,000 years. Maybe less than 1,000. It was really only like maybe 370 years. Maybe upwards of 800.
Ah, moot point.
But, yes, those ancient, hideous cults.
I just threw out something. I didn't realize I needed it.
Yeah, you gotta have that cult. Put it back in your pocket.
It's a printout.
It's a printout of the cult's data. You will need it. You're gonna have to reference that later in the show, later in your own concept extension strategy. There you will insert that data, that self-same data that you have in your back pocket now, will be inserted at the appropriate juncture, whereby the concept can be further extended into two or more subdomains, each in its own superdomain. And as the various show hosts make their way back to the microphones.
Refreshed, tanned, rested and ready.
Rested and ready.
For the last exciting moments of the Puzzling Evidence program.
What? Tell that guy to quit yelling. We've got a show going on here. We don't need people yelling hey in the background.
Hey, just imagine...
This is the last 15 minutes of the show.
Last quadrant of the show.
And as such, it's one that we like to think of most fondly. Yes, this is the part of the show that when we come to it, we feel it. Yeah, we feel it all over. We feel it here and there, and we diddle it. And we diddle it all the way for the next 5 minutes. And it just sits there and giggles on itself, falling all over itself, dripping, sleeping with its nostrils tightly affixed against the microphone. Yes, who would have known that those tiny little anchors could reach out and hold on so tightly, so ever so tightly. Ah, yes, holding on with their barb-like embouchures.
I wish they'd get off the lawn.
They're on the lawn. They're waiting because they've got... Oh, let's see. They've got
those
a little time
pumps
on their hands.
What's the point?
A little time. See those little time pieces in their hands? Yes. And their concept has yet to be extended. You can see it's like an empty bag waiting.
Oh, yeah. That's really nice.
Waiting to be filled.
Waiting
to be fluffed out.
Did it just get 20 times bigger?
It's yes, they have to fluff it out with show additive, show extender, show expander.
Yeah, we used to use lots of show extender.
Show expander contains absolutely no, I repeat, no vitamin or nutritive content.
That's right.
Show expander
is
like the opposite of an MP3 file. It adds data to the mix.
Boy,
yeah, here they come.
Falling all over themselves to report this amazing new piece
this
of information.
New development.
Just leaked now on the air by Dr. Philo Drummond. This incredible story is still unfolding.
It's still unfolding as we speak.
As it
and as the.
We're in the last quadrant.
Yes,
of this
and I'm afraid, Doug, that the weather has changed.
Well, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind
is. Is that the weather out there? Is that the weather I hear?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're
where is the weather?
The weather is a fake. It's just a sound effect in here. In the show.
But when is the real rainy? Remember when we're going to do... When are we going to do our Mystic
I'm
Dawn
confused.
Show?
What, real?
The Mystic Dawn? Don't we have that? Or the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or is it the Quiet Storm?
We do that all the time.
The Quiet Dawn.
Yeah, the Quiet Storm, the Quiet Dawn, whatever, you know.
The Mystic Storm.
Whatever's
the
hip
quiet
that month,
Earth.
We do. We're just... We're
just hipsters.
The mystic baboon.
Just water bags.
The quiet baboon.
Yep, walking around the planet until we drop dead.
Just bags of water.
We just spend 80 years moving stuff around.
That's right.
From here to there, that's it.
You just spend, you get old enough to where you know that you can pick something up and you just start moving things.
You move it over here and you start doing that. And
the grasping animal. That's what we do. We get up in the morning and we want to grasp
something. 9, 10 decades. And
why do
over.
We want to grasp? If it's a good thing we have hands. If you didn't have hands, you'd just want all day. You just want to grasp. You wouldn't actually be able to grasp.
Stop grasping that animal.
You could grasp a concept with your mind.
Okay, I see it.
But you can't grasp with your hands. That's the important thing. You can grasp an extended concept with your mind. You can take an extended concept, put some show expander into it, and fluff it up even larger. It gets to be where it's like the plastic balloons that you, as a child, remember those straws that you would buy? And you would have a tube filled with plastic, and you'd blob the plastic on the end of the straw, and you would blow it up into a balloon that you could pinch off.
A little hard plastic
thing. A little hard plastic balloon that would last maybe like 10 minutes.
Until your friend got it.
But it was so cool because you could breathe those fumes, and if you breathed through the straw, you could really get a little kid-type buzz on it. What's going on back there?
I'm just making
some
models.
Is that something we should worry about?
No. Just sound effects.
Oh. Is that something Hal should worry about since he's not aware of what's going on behind
him? There's nothing Hal should worry about.
No.
No, not one thing.
I don't think he should
worry
about
it. He's in the arms of
Morpheus. He's in the bosom of Morpheus now.
Yep.
He's lounging in the bosom. I didn't even know Morpheus had bosoms like that, and yet there he is, lounging betwixt them.
Holy cow.
All three of them.
That's hot.
Morpheus has three bosoms. What's the point? What's the middle one for?
I don't see any points.
Wasn't that a book that they demanded be taken from the elementary school library shelves?
Morpheus has three bosoms. Yeah.
Yes, it enraged evangelical conservatives.
That's right.
Sectors G and...
And it enraged left-wing extremists who thought it was just
really
satirically
sad part
sarcastic.
Mr. Waverly was in charge
making
of that
fun.
Project.
Yes,
you know,
it really turned out that Mr. Waverly had a secret life which wouldn't bear examination.
Mr. Waverly, you mean...
Strange fetishes were dragged out into...
Also... Leo G. Carroll?
Leo G. Carroll, they called him that.
You call
he had
him that.
A million aliases in his secret clandestine work for the United...
Cosmo Network. Topper.
Yes, that was one of them.
He was also Cosmo Topper.
He was.
Remember
was
that?
Center
yep.
of...
Do you
that's
remember
how
who,
I always remember
law
him.
What was
Cosmo
Topper's
Topper
wife's
became
name?
Became the head of Uncle.
Do you remember her? Cosmo Topper's wife? Was that...
Henrietta?
Spring Byington? It wasn't Spring Byington. It was
how
someone.
Awful to be married by... to Spring Byington and to be tormented by ghosts. Not the most ideal.
Because Spring Byington had that kind of sort of a upper crust Aunt Bertha
and
voice.
People thought that was just what movie audiences wanted to see, so they shoehorned her into all sorts of movies. If you've ever seen the original Werewolf of London with Henry Hall, right in the middle of it,
Spring Byington
comes in and she's there for about 15 minutes and the movie
totally destroys
comes
the movie.
To a stop. Yes.
Yeah. But what was that show she was on, the TV show? The Spring Byington show. She had her own show
Springing
for a while.
Eternal. In
Spring
the human
Byington.
Breast.
You should look up Spring Byington sometime.
In the spring, a fuller crimson comes upon the robin's breast. In the spring, the wanton lapwing gets himself another crest.
Uh-huh.
In the spring, the livelier iris changes on the burnished dove.
Yes, in the spring,
a young man's fancy... lightly turns to thoughts of love.
Ew. Thoughts of love? Ew.
What kind of sick bastard are you?
Sick.
Sick means good now.
Yeah, sick is good,
sick
man.
Is good,
hey, that's
yeah.
a sick... That sick was a sick poem, man.
Gloria Mundi.
That was a really sick poem.
No, we don't do shows on Monday here. We do them in... I think it's Des Moines on Monday.
In her cheek.
Yeah, you should know better than that by now.
Well, I understand after years of doing this, it's become like a blurry fix. You know, trying to figure out what
city
we're in.
What not to do, what to say, what city we're in tonight. It's like... Hello, San Francisco.
Is that where we are?
Yeah. Hello, Boise.
All the fullness of my
we're
being
not in Boise.
Sets to thee.
We're in Mantooth.
On her pallid cheek and forehead came color and a light.
We're in those
as I have seen
secondary and tertiary markets.
Red,
we're not good enough for primary market coverage. We've got to go into those outer extremities.
Shaken with a sudden storm.
And there we find those creaky crevices in which to deposit the leftover show extender.
Saying, I have hit
the show concept extender.
Fearing they would do me wrong.
Because it's
saying,
like a fount of
dost thou
effervescence.
Love me, cousin?
Constantly
I have loved thee.
Foaming out.
Love took up the glass of time and turned it in his glowing hands. Every moment, lightly shaken, ran itself in golden sands. Love took up the harp of life and smote the strings with all his might. Smote the chord of self,
resembling
past in music. Out of sight.
Aunt Bertha will be returning someday soon at your favorite television site on YouTube. Please visit Puzzling Evidence TV for your latest Aunt Bertha episode.
If you would like a picture of me in the nude, write to Aunt Bertha. Dial a story, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I got to change the date.
Good.
I don't think it's 93.
Now.
I think it is 96.
Good.
Makes more sense.
You'll have to change the date.
Grand Bertha will be missing
it's
in action for
Aunt
a little while.
Aunt Bertha.
Timmy and Billy stole an atomic submarine when they should have been in church learning about Jesus.
And in the sin of Satan.
This is real neat, but I hope Aunt Bertha doesn't find out. Oh, forget about that old bag.
I got these.
Let's have some fun for a change.
I got these magazines out of my dad's bottom drawer, Timmy. You're gonna really like them.
Holy smoke, those are really something.
Yeah. Look, here's a picture of your Aunt Bertha when she was young.
Oh, no!
And so Billy and Timmy continued to sin for weeks and weeks.
Billy, Timmy, what on earth?
Oh, no. Is that Satan?
Satan's
I told you, Timmy.
Evil influence. You know, he goes
about...
I told
you Satan would come to visit you.
...this world like a lion seeking whom he would devour. And it looks like he's got his jaws set on you, Timmy.
Only the righteous blood of the Lamb can save you, Timmy. Timmy, come swimming with us.
I hope you like this story, boys and girls.
Yes, Timmy went swimming and contracted polio.
Children, don't swim in that quarry. There are toxic slugs there that will drain your bodily fluids.
Oh, that old lady don't know what she's talking about. Come on, Flash. Last one in is a scaredy cat.
I warned you, children.
Wait, kids,
those
don't.
Slugs.
Here we go!
No.
Let's jump together!
Oh, you know what?